朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们打开加拉太书第四章。
Let's open the Bible to the book of Galatians chapter 4.
我们从第一节读到第十一节。
We're going to read from verses 1 to 11.
可以请大家帮忙读吗？
Can I ask for your help to all read together?
一、二、三。
Together.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly full of our hearts when we come and give you thanks.
像我们这样子的人
，People like ourselves,
居然可以坐在饼杯的面前
，That we can actually be seated in front of the table at the bread and the cup.
是你家里的一份子
，And to be a member of your household.
享受你为我们预备这爱的宴席
To enjoy the love, feast of love that you have prepared for us.
当我们在这里吃你喝你的时候
When we come here to eat of you and drink of you,
我们心里充满了喜乐
Our heart is full of joy.
因为我们知道我们过去的罪完全得到赦免
Because we know that our past sins have been totally forgiven.
我们并且知道你今天要一直的保守我们
And we also know that today, all the way you will be protecting us.
并且我们有一个美丽的明天
And that we will have a beautiful tomorrow.
因为你要来接我们
Because you will come and receive us.
带我们一同到荣耀里
And bring us all together into glories.
我们满心感谢你
We give our whole hearts to give full of gratitude.
我们求你继续借着圣经对我们来说话。
We ask of you to continue to speak to our hearts through the Bible.
但愿圣灵能够把你的话解开。
And then we hope that the Holy Spirit will open up your words to us.
让你的儿女听见你的声音。
So that your children may hear your voice.
好让我们里面的生命可以真实的长大。
So that our inner life may truly grow up.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们一起来看这段圣经的时候。
When we come together to look at this part of the Bible,
我假设弟兄姐妹知道。
And I'm assuming that brothers and sisters know.
保罗在加拉太书中间的口气。
The tone of the voice of Paul in the book of Galatians
是在他写的所有书信里面最严厉的。
It's the most severe of all the epistles that he wrote.
因为保罗所面对的
Because what Paul was facing
是关于 救恩最关键的问题。
It's about the most critical question of salvation.
那就是有罪的人。
That is the people with sins.
怎么才能够跟圣洁的神和好呢？
How can they reconcile with the holy God?
人的罪得到赦免是根据什么呢？
What is the foundation? What is it based on for man's sin being forgiven?
当时有不少的假师父。
There was a lot of false teachers in those days.
到加拉太去迷惑那里的信徒。
They went to Galatia to confuse these saints.
所以他们对着救恩福音的本质有很多的混淆。
So they were confused with the essence of the gospel.
保罗为了帮助他们。
Paul, in order to help them,
花了不少的时间。
Spent a lot of time.
写了三章的圣经。
He wrote three chapters of the Bible.
这三章的圣经里面。
And in these three chapters of the Bible.
基本上讲两个问题。
Basically, it's talking about two issues.
第一个问题。
The first issue.
人得救。
For men to be saved.
是依靠我们做什么呢？
What is it based on and what we're doing?
Is that based on what we're doing?
It's not based on what we're doing.
还是依靠神在基督里做了什么？
Or is it based on what Christ is doing, God through Christ?
我们生命可以改变。
Our lives can be changed.
是因为我们遵守了神的律法呢？
Is it because we obey the laws of God?
还是因为我们相信了神恩典中的应许？
Or is it because we believe in God's promise?Through grace.
保罗在这三章圣经中所讨论的问题。
The issues that Paul is discussing in these three chapters of the Bible.
这不是学术理论的问题。
It's not an academic issues or discussions.
这是我们每一个人都需要问自己的问题。
This is a question that we should all, each one of us should ask ourselves.
什么叫做信耶稣？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
我们得救
We are saved.
是因为我们知道我们无法脱离罪恶
It is because we know that we are not able to separate ourselves from sins.
我们需要单单的依靠神
We need to simply just come and trust in our God.
他在耶稣基督里给我们预备的恩典
The grace that he has prepared for us through Jesus Christ.
你知道他们在英国做了一个调查
You know that they did a research in England.
他们到教会里面去访问了几千个来聚会的人。
They have interviewed thousands of people who came together in the church.
问他们说
They asked them,
你可以去天堂吗？
Do you think you will go to heaven?
你将来会去天堂吗？
Do you think you will go to heaven in future?
那如果那个人说会
If that person says yes,
你就问他你凭什么认为你可以去
Then, they'll ask them and say, why do you think you can go?
绝大部分的人
Most of the people
他们的答案是
Their reply is
我只要努力地遵守十诫
As long as I do my utmost to obey the Ten Commandments
以及登山宝训
And the Beatitudes
这就是信耶稣了
And this is believing in Jesus.
我就一定会去天堂。
I will then definitely be able to go to heaven.
你如果想一想。
If you think about it a bit.
这是多么可怕的答案。
What a horrible answer that is.
那我们知道我们自己信什么吗？
Do we know whom we're believing in?
在这三章的圣经里面。
In these three chapters of the Bible.
保罗跨越了超过2000年的以色列人历史。
Paul actually transgressed 2,000 years of the Jewish history.
从亚伯拉罕的约
the Abraham's covenant
到摩西的律法
to the law of Moses
一直到耶稣基督成全应验了
until all the way to the fulfillment of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里面
in there
保罗提出了三个非常重要的真理
Paul raised three very important truths.
在基督里的救恩
Salvation in Christ
是单单依靠信心，而不是人的工作。
It's simply just relying on faith and not on man's work.
在基督里的救恩
Salvation in Christ
是唯独根据神的应许，而不是根据律法的要求。
It's only based on the promise of God and not according to the law's requirement.
在基督里的救恩
The salvation in grace
是要人做儿子，而不是做奴仆。
Wanting men to become sons but not slaves.
做神的儿子是一个荣耀的概念。
To be sons of God is a glorious concept.
有超越的生命。
It's a transurpassing life.
可以与神有亲密的关系。
You may have an intimate life with God.
有特权。
Special privilege.
可以照着应许承受产业。
You can inherit the inheritance according to the promise.
基本上这就是整个第三章的总结。
And basically, this is the conclusion of all the chapter three.
整个前三章的总结。
All previous first three chapters conclusion.
如果我们懂了这三章。
If we understand these three chapters,
我们要问自己一个问题。
Then we have to ask ourselves a question.
那我今天的信仰
So my faith today
我是像一个暴君手下的奴仆呢
Am I like a slave under the rule of a tyrant?
我还是像一个满了慈爱父亲面前的儿子呢
Or am I like a son in front of a loving father?
我举个例子吧
I cite you an example
我们信主以后都要来聚会
After we believe in the Lord, we all have to come for gathering.
我们都要服事。
We need to serve.
我们要读经。
We have to read the Bible.
我们要祷告。
We have to pray.
我们要做很多的事情。
We have to do a lot of things.
请问你。
Let me ask you.
当你在做这一切的事情的时候。
When you're doing all these things.
你里面是什么感觉?
What sort of feelings do you have inside you?
你是个奴仆。
Are you a slave?
没办法啦。
There's nothing I can do.
排到我啦。
Oh, it's my turn.
打电话来啦。
They call me.
我不做谁做啦。
I don't do it, who will do it?
无奈啊。
So I really feel hopeless and I don't know what to do.
这就叫奴仆。
That is called slavery.
还是我们珍惜每一次在爱中享受与神亲近的机会呢?
Or are we treasuring every opportunity do we have in God each time?
在今天你我的信仰里面
In your faith and mine today
这一个信仰
And this faith, this belief
是我们必须背负忍受的重担呢?
Is it a burden that we have to carry and tolerate?
这一个信仰
This faith
还是背负我们重担的恩典呢?
Or is it a grace that is carrying our burden?
我真的不知道
I truly really don't know.
在我们中间
Amongst us?
有多少人
How many of us?
还活在无奈的辖制下面
And still living under the bondage of hopelessness.
不知道有多少人
Don't know how many people
可以享受在基督里的自由与喜乐
Can enjoy the freedom and joy in Christ.
你知道今天在很多地方的聚会
You know that today in many gatherings
甚至于在我们中间
Even amongst us
很多神的儿女
Many children of God
连来到主的桌子面前
Even when they come before the table of our Lord
都不能够享受主
They're not able to enjoy our Lord.
因为有的人来的时候
Because when some people come,
是好像犯人去见法官一样
They're like criminals coming to see the judge.
哎呦，还有什么东西没有搞对啊
Is there some things that still I haven't fixed yet?
还有什么罪没有认清楚啊
What sins have I not confessed?
我能够不够资格吃这个饼喝这个杯啊
Am I qualified to come and take this, eat of this bread and drink of this cup?
有多少神的儿女
How many children of God
来到饼杯面前
When they come before the table of the bread and cup
是像我小时候
Just like when I was small
要等着吃 过年的那个年夜饭的那种心情。
I was waiting to eat that supper for the dinner for the New Year's Eve.
那是一家人可以围在一起吃饭呢。
That is a time when all the family members would gather together to eat that dinner.
多兴奋呐！
How excited that was!
多开心的事啊
！How happy! What a happy thing that was!
我们是神的孩子。
We are children of God.
我们可以一家人聚在一起享受这个爱的宴席。
A whole family should be able to come together and enjoy this feast of love.
很明显，这个麻烦呢。
And very obviously, this trouble here.
不是加拉太人独有的。
Is not uniquely owned just by the Galatians.
你如果记得保罗在给罗马的弟兄姐妹写信的时候
，If you can remember Paul when he wrote to brothers and sisters in Rome,
他也提到类似的问题。
He raised some similar issues.
你记得在罗马书八章
，You remember in the Romans chapter 8,
15-16,
chapter 15-16,
保罗再一次的提醒他们。
Paul once again remind them.
你们所受的
what for you did not receive,
不是奴仆的心
a spirit that makes you a slave,
仍旧害怕
again so to fear.
所受的乃是儿子的心
but you receive the spirit of sonship.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父
and by him we cry Abba Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女
the spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children.
到了第四章
When it comes to chapter 4,
保罗就要把做儿子这件事里面一个重要的观念跟我们讲清楚。
God, Paul wants to clarify this concept, become children of God.
那这个观念呢叫做儿子的名分。
And this concept is called the sonship.
儿子的名分中文是四个字。
The sonship in Chinese therefore consists of four words.
在英文就原文就一个字。
In the original text, it's just one word.
那最好的翻译呢
？The best translation is
最准确按照原文的翻译。
The most accurate translation according to the original language
是 adoption.
It's called adoption.
领养。
It's adoption.
这是一个很特别的字啊。
It's a very special word.
这个字在圣经里面出现了很多次的。
And this word appeared in the Bible many times.
这个字是说到我们救恩里面一个非常重要的部分。
And this word is talking about a very important part of the salvation.
当然
of course,
你如果读英文圣经
if you read the English version of the
Bible, 你看到 adoption 这个字
when you see the word adoption,
你常常会有一个错觉。
You constantly have a wrong concept.
因为我们的观念里面
because in our concept,
什么叫领养呢
？What does it mean to adopt？
就是有一个很可怜的小孩。
That is a very sad and pitiful child。
没爹没娘的。
No father, no mother。
我们就把他领过来。
We adopt him. We take him and adopt him。
就当做自己的孩子养。
And treat him as our own son。
就叫领养。
This is called adoption。
但是很可惜啊。
But it's very pitiful。
圣经不是这个意思啊。
This is not what the Bible means。
顺便跟你们提一下。
At the same time, mention this to you.
弟兄姐妹，你一定要记住。
Brothers and sisters, you must remember.
圣经中每一个词
every sentence, every phrase in the Bible,
都有圣经的定义
all have a definition from the Bible.
你不要拿圣经外面的定义去解释圣经里面的字。
Don't use definition outside of the Bible to explain words or phrase in the Bible.
如果你拿外面的意思去解释圣经里面的字
If you use definition outside of the Bible to explain the Bible,
你常常会搞错
You constantly will make mistakes.
举一个例子吧
I'll give you an example.
死亡
Death.
我们一想到死亡是什么
When we think of death, what do we think of?
没了
Nothing. Finished.
死了
You're dead.
不会说话了。
You can't speak anymore.
不会喘气了。
You don't breathe anymore.
不会给你发 text 了。
They're not able to send you a text anymore.
不会了。
No.
但是请问各位。
But let me ask you.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
Adam and Eve after they sin.
神说他们怎么样。
And what did God say about them?
说他们吃的日子必定。如何
He said the day they eat of it, what will definitely be?
死
They will be dead.
但是你看他们像死还像活啊？
Do they look like they are dead to you or alive?
你觉得他们活的啊？
You feel that they are alive.
还会去绑裙子了。
They were able to bring a fig leaf.
还躲起来了。
And they actually hid themselves.
但弟兄姊妹，你之所以有这个错误的观念，就是你不知道圣经中的死不是没了。
Brothers and sisters, the reason you don't know, you're confused, is because you don't understand that in the Bible, the word dead is not like finished, nothing.
圣经里面的死
，the word dead in the Bible
是跟神彻底的隔离
，is totally separated from God.
这才是最可怕的事。
This is the most horrible thing.
领养这个字
the word adoption,
在圣经中有一个特别的意思的
There is a special meaning in the Bible.
那这个字中文把它翻成儿子的名分
And Chinese translation make it turn it into sonship.
是一个非常好的翻译
It is a good, very good translation.
因为它如果翻成领养的话
Because if it translated into adoption,
那不只是读英文的弟兄姐妹他们搞糊涂了
Because the English reading of brothers and sisters they'll be confused
那这个读中文的弟兄姐妹也糊涂了
And the Chinese reading brothers and sisters will also be confused
因为我们不知道领养这个字它真正的意思
Because we do not understand the true meaning of the word adoption
领养这个字真正的意义
The real meaning of the word adoption
是指一个人在家里面
Is pointing to the fact that a person in a family,
他有一天有了成人的地位
One day he has the position of a grown-up person.
他可以继承家业
He can inherit the inheritance of his family.
并且可以独立自主
And that he can be independent and make decisions.
这就是等一下第一节到第三节保罗要跟我们解释的东西
And this is what in the following verses 1 to 3 what Paul wants to explain to us
这也是我们一定要知道的
And this is something we must know
很多人以为我们既然是 adoption
Many people feel that since we are being adopted
那我们不是真的是神的小孩
Then we're not truly a child of God
只是因为我们太可怜了
Because it's just we are in such a pitiful
state 神就把我们领养回来了
God just adopt us
可是圣经不是这个意思。
But this is not what the Bible means.
我们真的是神的孩子。
We truly are children of God.
我们是从神生的。
We are born of God.
约翰福音那里告诉我们，我们不但是从神生的。
In the Gospel of John, it tells us that we are not only born of God.
我们并且是从上面生的。
And we are born from above.
我们真的是神的孩子。
We are truly children of God.
我们怎么成为神的孩子呢？
How do we become children of God?
当然是借着重生。
That is because of we are being born again.
借着信心。
Through faith.
接受耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
Receiving the salvation through Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么每个基督徒。
This is why every Christian.
我们有两个生日。
We have two lives.
Two birthdays.
Of two birthdays.
一个是我们肉身的生日。
One is one born of our physical flesh.
一个是我们属灵的生日
One is our spiritual birthday.
但是成为神的家里的孩子
However, to become children of God's household,
却不一定可以享受家里的丰富
It doesn't definitely mean that you will enjoy the abundance in your
你还需要神的儿子的名分
You need the sonship of God.
我请弟兄们帮我做了一个简单的表格不知道可不可以打出来
I've asked brothers and sisters to do a very simple chart
神的孩子
A children of God
跟神的儿子
And the son of sons of God
有什么区别
What is the difference here?
神的孩子你怎么成为神的孩子
How do you become children of God?
是借着重生
It's through born again
你怎么成为神的儿子
How do you becomeSons of God.
是借着领养。
It's through adoption.
你是神的孩子。
If you are children of God.
你就成为神家里的人。
You become a member of the household of God.
但是你要成为神的儿子。
But if you want to become sons of God.
你才能够享受神家里的丰富。
Then you'll be able to enjoy the abundance of God's house.
你是神的孩子。
If you are children of God.
你需要受管家的管辖制。
You need to be controlled and disciplined by the governor of the household.
你是神的儿子。
But you are sons of God.
你就有成人的自由。
You have the freedom of a grown-up person.
你如果是孩子。
If you're the children of God,
你不能承受产业。
You're not able, you're not allowed to inherit the inheritance.
但是你是儿子呢。
But if you are sons of God,
你可以承受产业。
Then you can inherit the inheritance.
我希望有了这个背景。
I hope that if with this background,
我们来看。
Let's look together.
这十一节圣经。
These 11 verses of the Bible.
这十一节圣经。
These 11 verses of the Bible.
可以浓缩成三句话。
Can be condensed into three phases.
第一句话。
First one is.
从前我们是奴仆。
In the past, we were slaves.
第二句话。
Second phrase.
现在我们是儿子。
Now we are sons.
第三句话。
First phrase, third phrase.
既然已经是儿子。
Since we are already sons.
怎么还要归回做奴仆呢？
Why do we still return to become slaves?
我要考考你们。
Now let me test you.
第一句话是什么？
What does it mean, the first sentence, first phrase?
从前我们是奴仆，说一遍。
In the past, we were slaves.
第二句话是什么？
What is the second phrase?
第二句话。
The second phrase.
现在。
Now.
我们是。
We are.
什么？
Sons.
第三句话。
The third phrase.
比较难哈。既然已经是儿子，怎么还要归回做奴仆呢？
Since we are already sons, why do we return to be slaves?
如果我们把这三句话搞懂了。
If we clarify these three phrases.
基本上这十一节就读懂了。
Basically, you understand these 11 verses.
当然这十一句话里面还是有一些地方比这三句话还难懂一点点。
Because there are still, of course, there are still areas in these, more difficult to understand in these phrases.
一到三节告诉我们，我们曾经是奴仆。
Verses 1 to 3 tells us that we were once slaves.
保罗讲到一个他们当时非常熟悉的背景故事。
Paul cited a background story that they were very familiar with in those days.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
Because as long as the heir is a child, he's no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate.
这里这个孩子。
And this child here.
他是他父亲合法的继承人。
He's a legal, legal inheritor of his father.
他的身份。
His identity.
就是父亲一切财产的主人。
He's the master of all his father's inheritance.
无论这个父亲有多少一切的丰富。
Regardless of how what abundance his father has,
都是他的。
It all belongs to him.
但是
however,
只要他是孩童，
as long as he's a child still,
他就是奴仆。
He's still a slave.
为什么说他就是奴仆呢？
Why is that? Why do we say that he's still a slave?
因为他没自由啊。
Because he has no freedom.
你还记得在第三章的时候我们就讲过。
You still remember that in chapter 3 we've mentioned.
说每一个人都是在律法的辖制下面。
That every person is under the control of the law.
他是一个孩子。
He's still a child.
在当时的背景。
In the background of those days.
每一个小孩都是交给好几个管家来管的。
Every child is given to the person, the household guardian to look after.
有的时候翻作师父。
And sometimes they call it the master.
有的时候把它翻作是管家。
And they sometimes call it the household governor.
有的是管他生活起居。
Some of them look after their daily lives of like eating and living, sleeping.
更糟糕的是要管他那个英文叫 manner, 中文叫什么？
The worst part is to
生活礼仪啊。
To govern their own basic daily manners.
你像我这个没爹没娘的小孩啊。
Like a child like me who has no father and no mother.
结婚以后非常痛苦啊。
After I got married, I was truly in sorrow.
因为我太太常常讲你这个没有 manner 啊。
Because my wife always told me that I have no manner.
那真的没有，因为我们没有人教嘛。
I truly did not have it because no one taught me.
但是这一个有钱人大财主他的这一个孩子。
But this wealthy man, his children,
是有专人教的。
He has special people to teach them.
该怎么做就要怎么做。
Whatever you need to do, you need to do.
怎么穿衣服。
How to dress properly?
怎么去跟人家说话？
How to speak with people?
是有人管的。
Someone will govern you.
不只是生活有人管了。
Not only someone will govern your life.
那个时候没有不送学校的。
There is no schools in those days.
小孩子在哪里受教育啊？
Where were the children taught?
在家里啊。
At home.
在家里面就一大好几个老师管着你啊。
At home you have several teachers who will be teaching you or governing you.
你该做这个，你该做那个，你不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
You're allowed to do this, you should do that, but you should not do that and that.
他有这些产业是不是他的？
Do these properties belong to him?
连这些管他的人都是他的奴仆，你知道吗？
These people who try to govern him actually belong to him.
但是很可怜啊。
But he's very pitiful.
他要听奴仆的话。
He has to listen to the words of the slaves.
所以他就跟奴仆一样嘛。
So he's just like a slave.
他的师父，他的管家。
His masters, his guardian.
又要训练他。
They need to train him.
指导他。
And they teach.
限制他。
And to restrict him.
样样他都没有自由。
In everything, he has no freedom.
那这样一个小孩子，他要这样子苦日子过到什么时候呢？
So this such a child like this.The days that he's suffering from, how long would it last?
他要过到有一天他父亲定了一个日子。
He will last until one day, a day that his father has designated.
到了那个日子。
Until that day.
他父亲说好了。
His father will say, good.
这个孩子已经预备好了。
This child is now prepared.
这个孩子现在可以了。
This child now can do it.
这个父亲就要做一件非常大的事。
This father will do a very major thing.
就要把家里所有的管家都叫来了。
Then he will call all the guardians from the household.
然后要把所有的亲戚朋友都找来了。
And he will invite all his friends and relatives.
然后向他们介绍。
And introduce to them.
这是我的儿子。
This is my son.
我所喜悦的。
In whom I am pleased.
听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
现在知不知道耶稣基督几岁的时候才真的做儿子、啊、
Now do you realize at what age was Jesus becoming a son?
三十岁、哦、
At the age of 30.
耶稣在律法之下做奴仆做了三十年了。
Jesus was a slave under the law for 30 years.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。Thank you.